prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
African basketball experts have always believed that Nigeria remains a sleeping giant in the sport. With an incredibly powerful and athletic populace, not to mention the vast numbers of Nigerians born and raised in the United States of America's peerless basketball program, experts believe that it is only a matter of time before Nigeria begins to dominate the sport. In 2006, the country qualified for the FIBA World Championships. In 2012, Nigeria won the Olympic qualifying tournament in Venezuela and qualified for the 2012 Olympic Games for the first time. In 2015, the country won its first African basketball title and will appear at its second Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. And tomorrow morning in an international friendly, the Tigers, Nigeria's men's basketball team, will face the number one basketball team in the world, the USA, in a major test of their global credentials. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be talking to Ike Diogu of Nigeria's men's national basketball team ahead of their showdown with the USA tomorrow morning. My name is Tunde Koiki. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back. At the 2012 London Olympics, the USA defeated Nigeria 156-73 in a group game in the men's basketball event. That result is the all-time Olympic record for the greatest winning margin, 83 points. Tomorrow morning in Houston, the USA will face Nigeria again in an international friendly for both teams ahead of the Olympic Games. With almost all the players in the Nigerian team born and raised in the USA, you can imagine that it will be an intense game. We spoke to Ike Diogu, the Tigers' 6'11" power forward, ahead of the game.
This is Sports Planet.
Ike, the game on Monday night. We just had a practice. Some good games in terms of exhibition behind you guys. What have you learned so far about the team?
Learned that we got a pretty good team. This is, for a lot of us, our fourth year playing together, so the chemistry and the togetherness is apparent. And we really think that we have a real special group this year to really surprise a lot of people and change the overall identity of the way the world views Africa in terms of being a basketball continent.
You're facing the top team in the world on Monday. Mm-hmm. What are you guys looking forward to the most in this game?
You know, it's a challenge for everybody. The best at every position. You know, these are quote unquote the 12 best players in the world, you know, in theory. And, you know, they're in a league that we all want to be in. So it'll be a good test to measure ourselves against them. But also, you know, it's really. What's the word I'm looking for? It's really a monumental, you know, experience for the continent of Africa. We have a chance to really do something that has never been done in the history. And, you know, it's not going to be easy by any means. Obviously, the USA is number one for a reason. But, you know, not only this game, but just in the Olympics, you know, I feel like a lot of people are starting to rally around us because the more people see us, the more that they know that we're a dangerous team.
You spent so many years in the NBA. Is there any specific player you're looking forward to playing against?
Nah, there's not anybody I'm looking forward to playing against because I played in the NBA. I played against the best. I showed that I can compete with the best and hold my own against the best. So I'm just looking forward to putting Nigeria on the map. As far as individually, nah. For me, I just want to. I want the world to see the power that Nigeria can be.
Ike, you're the team captain. You have behind you many games representing Nigeria, playing the Olympic Games in London. What does it mean to you to represent Nigeria as a country?
To me, it means everything, you know, especially being a Nigerian, being able to represent where all of my my family. You know, most of my family is in Nigeria, except for my, you know, my parents and my siblings and a couple of uncles. You know, everybody's in Nigeria. So to be able to represent them and let them know that I haven't forgot about them. And, you know, it's just a tremendous amount of pride, you know, when you put on the jersey and the last name. I represent my last name for everybody in Nigeria, and specifically my hometown, you know, Imo State. I represent all those people out there, so I take a great deal of pride when I throw it on, and it's just a huge honor.
Ike, this game's going to be broadcast in Nigeria. National TV is going to be broadcast on Questa TV. The website, Facebook Live, it's going to be broadcast in many, many countries in Africa. Live. What is your message to the fans that will be tuning in to watch this game and you guys right before the Olympic Games?
Well, we're going to go out there and we're representing the whole continent of Africa, you know, not just Nigeria. So we are proud as Africans to have that privilege to represent so many, to represent a continent. So we're extremely appreciative, and we're going to go out there, we're going to play as hard as we can and give the fans a great showing and, you know, show what Africans are made of.
And just going a little bit back to your beginnings in basketball, something that some people may not know. What did you attract to the sport, and when did you start playing the game?
Started playing basketball probably when I was 10 or 11. I played because my best friends, they played basketball. I grew up here in Texas, in the Dallas area, so Texas is a real big football state. American football, not soccer. So that's really what I wanted to play, and I just played basketball just so I could hang out with my friends more. And then I started to really grow in love with the sport, started getting taller, started working on my skills, and you know, the rest is history.
Any sporting hero that you were looking up to the most when you were growing up?
I mean, I got to live with my heroes because my older brothers were my heroes. And they, you know, set the bar high for me because they went on to play college football. And that's what I wanted to do. You know, I wanted to be just like them. So in terms of heroes, you know, it was them.
And last few words for the Olympic Games. What are you guys looking forward to the most, and what is the objective for the tournament?
Well, the objective is to get a medal. And when we say that, we really honestly believe that if we play the right way, play the how we're supposed to play with our size, athleticism, and basketball skill, that we can be the first African team to not only make it out of group play, but to contend for a medal. Now, having said that, it's not going to be easy. There's a lot of good, talented teams out there. You got to go through the best. But one thing that we have shown in 2012 is that when our mindset is right, we're capable of beating those teams, which we showed in the Olympic qualifying tournament, on our way to making history back then. So, you know, that's our goal. We feel like every time we get together, we make history. You know, we did it in 2012, we did it last summer, and you know, this is gonna be another summer to show and prove again.
That was Ike Diogo, a key member of the Tigers, Nigeria's Olympic-bound national men's basketball team.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
And here is where we bring down the curtains on today's edition of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios, and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Don't forget to send me all your questions and comments to my Twitter handle, or just follow me at Babatunde Koiki. And you can access the latest sports news on www.completesportsnigeria.com, and you can click on the Sports Planet button to listen to this episode and previous episodes of the show from our archives.
I feel life on the road in the night. Get up down for you, get up down. Oh, you yeah, talk to me, oh mama. Free yo, my Lord, for me, die yo, with you, baby. Oh, yes, I can find it in you. Oh, yes, I can find it in you. See, if I'm to choose, girl, I choose you. If I'm to lose, girl, I want to lose with you. They say not taboo, but girl, I say truth.